We were looking ahead, by the way, to Sunday's All-Ireland Camogie Finals earlier. Gail was in Galway and we'll hear from Cork tomorrow. The times for those finals, 1 p.m. throw-in for the junior final between Laois and Tip, 3 p.m. for the intermediate between Kilkenny and Cork, and 5:15 for the senior final with Cork and Galway. Now, 8:41, double Olympic swimming medalist Daniel Whiffen is set to compete in his third and final event of the Games tomorrow, the 10-kilometre open water swim. The race is scheduled to take place in the River Seine, but only if tests prove the water quality is safe. It follows a major operation to reduce pollution levels in the water, a project which has cost €1.4 billion. Our reporter Kate Farley is on the banks of the river and joins us now. Kate, how's the water looking?
Yes, well, good morning, Gavin. It's looking, I would say, its usual shade of slightly murky green this morning. But the important thing to say is that it has been deemed safe enough for the women's 10K race to go ahead. And they're just finishing up in the water now. So that would be a relief for authorities here in Paris after spending all that money, as you say, €1.4 billion on wastewater infrastructure. But even with that investment, there have still been huge question marks over the water quality and some criticism of the decision to hold events here in the Seine. Tests take place every morning because pollution levels fluctuate depending on the weather. Heavy rain in particular, it's bad news for water quality. And in fact, Tuesday's test swim session was cancelled due to poor readings, as were sessions ahead of the triathlon. And last week, in fact, the men's individual triathlon was postponed by a day because of elevated levels of bacteria. And Gavin, that uncertainty, as you can imagine, has been quite frustrating for the athletes.
Now, Daniel Whiffen is the only Irish athlete set to compete in the Seine during these Games. His other events, of course, took place in the Olympic swimming pool.
Yes, and it's an event he hasn't actually raced before, so a little bit of an unknown in terms of what he could be capable of. Now, there had been some suggestion he wouldn't compete in the event if it was moved elsewhere, so he'll find out about the final venue at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning after those overnight tests. Now, he did get one familiarisation session in the river. Yesterday's was given the green light to go ahead after Tuesday's was cancelled. And last night, I spoke to Swim Ireland's National Performance Director, John Rudd, and here's what he had to say.
He's feeling good. Certainly now, since he did a training session in the Seine, it was the unknown, all sorts of unknowns that now are outside of his head, that he feels a lot better and a lot more confident about it.
And of course, one of those unknowns is the water quality. A lot has been said about that in recent weeks. Is he feeling okay about that?
Yeah, I mean, he was anticipating, I don't know, maybe the water tasting strange or because so much has been said about it. But he was fine, and the water quality readings at the moment are pretty good. As long as we don't get heavy rain between now and Friday morning, it'll only get better.
There is a plan B if indeed those readings are poor in the coming days, and that's to move it out to the venue that we saw the rowing taking place in. If it moves to that venue, will Daniel still compete?
Daniel will have to make a decision on that at that moment in time. If it moved to that other venue, theoretically it would be even better for him because it's no currents and pretty flat mill pond type environment. So, yeah, I would hope that he'd have another go, but no one's going to twist his arm.
Do you think that the plan should always be to have it in a kind of a safer environment?
Well, if you've been down to the venue, you can see why they'd want to do it. That particular area of the Seine is absolutely iconic. So the spectacle of the race taking place in the river is something special. And if all that comes out of this is that ecologically, Paris and the French people have a better river quality going forwards, something that has not been the case for the Seine for many, many years, then this Games has achieved part of its ambition.
That's Swim Ireland's National Performance Director, John Rudd. Kate Farley is still with us. And of course, Kate, as John mentioned there, the cleanup of the River Seine is one of the major legacy ambitions for organisers.
Yeah, and perhaps the biggest legacy, in fact. And just to give you a sense of the scale of these ambitions, for the past century, swimming has actually been banned in the Seine because of the risk to health due to how polluted and dirty the water was. So it's a huge operation backed by a lot of public money. Authorities here hope to open a section of the river to public swimming even after these games. And last month, we even saw the mayor take a dip in the river to demonstrate her confidence in the water quality. In terms of the level of public buy-in in the project, well, opinions vary, as you'll hear now from some of the French people I've been speaking to along the banks of the Seine.
I think it's a good project, yes, but it costs a lot of money, and perhaps we spend a lot of money for nothing, but that's our country.
Would you swim in the water? Would you be happy to swim in this water?
Yes, it's a challenge for me.
Me, I would like to swim in the Seine, but only if the Seine is very clean.
Do you think it's clean at the moment?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's impossible because it's so dirty. We can't clean.
So you wouldn't swim in the river?
No. Never.
Yes. It's a very good idea.
Yes,
very good.
A lot of money spent on it, 1.4 billion euros. Is it value for money?
Yes.
It's necessary.
For the spectacle.
And that necessary for the spectacle, people in Paris speaking to Kate Farley, that swim hopefully taking place tomorrow.